Hi guys, this is my first episode on All That Matters with Steph. I am so excited, I mean super excited to be here. I am your old Stephanie. So today we're going to be talking on infatuation. I know this is a very boring topic, but trust me, it's a topic that needs to be lamented on because it kind of causes chaos among our youth and teenagers. Infatuation is a state of being completely lost in the emotions of unreasoning desires. It tends to happen early on and tends to be pretty obsessive. Why I think infatuation is bad is because it tends to be intoxicating. It's like being drunk on someone. Just imagine being drunk on someone. Imagine being drunk on someone. Oh God. That would be really intoxicating. Now, lack of love triggers infatuation. And as time goes on, one gets to know about the true nature of his or her so-called partner. And that is the point in time they start thinking of looking for someone else to be with in their lives. We have different signs of infatuation, but I have three particular signs here. I chose these three particular signs because it is more obvious. Okay, now one, you have known each other for a short while and the energy has already begun to fade. Definitely it will fade because infatuation only happens for a short while. You get attracted to that person at the beginning and there'll be an intense feeling for that person, but at a point, everything begins to fade away. My second sign is you focus on your needs and not theirs. This is the most important sign here, because when you love someone and you're not infatuated with the person, when you love someone, you tend to see the person beyond. You tend to want more for the person and not just for yourself. Like imagine now you are passing by and you see a beautiful flower. You wouldn't want to pluck that flower, because if you pluck it, it destroys the lifespan of the flower, and the flower becomes dead. So you will leave the flower there to blossom in that place. But infatuation, you wouldn't want to leave that flower there. You would want to possess that flower. You want to have the flower to yourself. And when you have this flower to yourself, it doesn't benefit the flower. It only benefits you. Infatuation is very selfish. Trust me, very, very selfish. A good way to keep your infatuation from growing is to avoid feeding it. Don't feed it what it needs. It needs sexual desires. It needs more time. It needs intense feelings. Avoid feeding it all this, because once your infatuation grows, when it comes to a point that it starts to fade away, you will either become depressed, heartbroken, and this is what happens most with our teenagers. Teenagers fall in love because they want to, not because they care for the other person. Or they like the other person. They just want to feel loved, which is very selfish, like pretty selfish. Love, on the other hand, is complex, a mix of emotions, behaviors, and beliefs associated with strong feelings of affections, protectiveness, warmth, and respect for the other person. When you are infatuated with someone, you hardly respect the person. But everything the person does will be good in your eyes, and that is the height of foolishness. When you don't tell your partner what is wrong, if you don't tell your partner that this what the person is doing is wrong and you see it as right, my sister, my brother, you are infatuated, and it is bad, because it always ends up, like I said, it always ends up in heartbreak or depression. Infatuation is just an idea of being in love. It has a lot of lust in it. It is an idea of being in love. It is not being in love. I have a question here that says, does infatuation turn into true love? And my answer is no, no, no. That thing that they say, love at first sight, please, that thing is a fantasy. It doesn't happen. There is nothing like love at first sight. You cannot, yes, you can be attracted to somebody at first sight. You can respect the person at first sight, but you cannot tell me you just entirely love this person at first sight. No. Infatuations are based on fantasies, and reality cannot maintain it, so it definitely doesn't last long. Reality does not maintain fantasies. Fantasies are meant for movies, are meant for cartoons, are meant for novels. It doesn't happen in real life. And that's why I said it's reality cannot maintain it, because it tends to, when reality comes up and you see that, okay, this person has that fault, you tend to not like the person again and move to another person that you think is good for you. And at a point, you notice more about that other person and you tend to leave that person again. That is why I said it causes heartbreak and depression. Because when you leave that person, or when that person leaves you, you become heartbroken totally. And it is really bad for our teenagers, it's really bad for our youths. That is why you see different youths nowadays are being depressed unnecessarily. That's why I say infatuation is very, very bad. Now let me give you an advice. Everybody has a gold inside them, and this gold, when you are infatuated with someone, you tend to think this other person has that gold. Meanwhile, it is inside you. So try to find the gold in you first. When you find the gold in you, you can now know more about someone else. So you help that person to grow too. Love is about helping each other grow, not just one-sided. You don't just look at yourself growing. You have to also help the other person to grow. And this is really hard because you don't know much about the person. So it's better you know more about your partner before thinking of having any sexual or unreasonable desires with the person. Try to join my podcast weekly and do not just try to love someone genuinely, not you wanting love from somebody without giving out your love. Thank you.